Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm bringing you the interesting episode, which is the history of hamburger. Where hamburgers began and how they became an iconic American food. Its authority myth. The sandwich's root trace back to ancient times, but it took on its modern form in the United States. The hamburger is one of the world's most popular foods, with nearly 50 billion served up annually in the United States alone. Although the humble beef patty on a bun is technically not more than 100 years old, it's part of a far greater lineage, linking American businessmen, World War II soldiers, German political refugees, medieval traders, and Neolithic farmers. Ground beef came to America. The groundwork for the ground beef sandwich was laid with the domestications of cattle in Mesopotamia around 10,000 years ago. And with the growth of Hamburg, Germany as an independent trading city in the 12th century, where beef delicacies were popular. Jump ahead to 1848, when political revolution shook the 39 states of the German Confederation, spurring an increase in German immigration to the United States. With German people came German food. Beer gardens flourished in American cities, while butchers offered a panoply of traditional meat preparations. Because Hamburg was known as an exporter of high-quality beef, restaurants began offering a hamburg-style chopped steak. In mid-19th century America, preparation of raw beef that had been chopped, chipped, ground, or scraped were a common prescription for digestive issues. After a New York doctor, James H. Salisbury, suggested in 1867 that cooked beef patties might be just as healthy, cooks and physicians alike quickly had adopted the Salisbury steak. Around the same time, the first popular meat grinders for home use became widely available. Salisbury endorsed one called American Chopper, setting the stage for an explosion of readily available ground beef. The hamburger becomes a fast food staple. The hamburger seems to have made its jump from plate to bun in the last decades of the 19th century, though the size of this transformation is highly contested. Lunch wagons, fare stands, and roadside restaurants in Wisconsin, Connecticut, Ohio, New York, and Texas have all been put forward as possible sites of the hamburger's birth. Whatever its genesis, the burger on a bun found its first wide audience at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, which also introduced millions of Americans to new foods ranging from waffle ice cream cones and cotton candy to peanut butter and iced tea. 2 years later, though, disaster struck in the form of Upton Sinclair's journalistic novel The Jungle, which detailed the unsavory side of the American meatpacking industry. Industrial ground beef was easy to adulterate with fillers, preservatives, and meat scraps, and the hamburger became a prime suspect. The hamburger might have remained on the similar margins of American cuisine, while were it not for the vision of Hedger, Billy Ingram, and Walter Anderson, who opened the first White Castle restaurant in Kansas in 1921. Seated inside and out in gleaming porcelain and stainless steel, White Castle countered hamburger meat's low reputation by becoming bastions of cleanliness, health, and hygiene. Ingram even commissioned a medical school study to show the health benefits of hamburgers. Its system, which included on-premise meat grinding, worked well and was the inspiration for other national hamburger chains founded in the boom years after World War II. McDonald's and In-N-Out Burger, both founded in 1948, Burger King, 1954, and Wendy's, 1969. Led by McDonald's and helped by the introduction abroad of US hamburger culture by millions of members of the American Armed Services, during World War II, the the hamburger, an American style franchised fast food. Thank you for listening to Authorized Meat Podcast. I hope you stay tuned as I bring more of our fast food history to you guys. Thank you. Do not forget to share, subscribe, and send in your support. Thank you.